Bearcat Rewind with Matt Tritton and John Coffey.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to Bearcat Rewind. This is episode number 46 of the podcast, and this is the second one of the week because we have some special breaking news from the MIAA announcing their plans for fall sports here this year and what we're looking at for winter sports right now as well when you think about basketball and indoor track and field. And we'll start with what we're looking at right now for those fall sports. There will be no formal fall football or cross-country seasons, but the MIAA is saying that teams are permitted to set up no more than 4 joint practices, scrimmages, or games with outside competition or other MIAA members this spring, as each member institution deems appropriate for its program. So if you look around the rest of the conference, we've seen Missouri Western, Pittsburgh State, Nebraska Kearney already kind of put out some schedules that they have for this fall. There's a possibility we could see the same thing coming up for Northwest Missouri State if they choose to go that route, or maybe even just scrimmages, joint practices, whatever they choose. We know that the team started practicing Monday of this week, and that was a subject of our previous podcast with Imani Donadel. So big news there. We could see the Bearcat football team getting into some competition just a little bit later this fall, potentially. We'll see how that works out. Volleyball and women's soccer, they're exploring a spring season for that. Nothing is actually announced as far as setting a schedule, but it looks like volleyball, women's soccer for Northwest Missouri State will be moving into the spring. And then the other thing we were looking at as well that was kind of major, and this is kind of the main thing that we talked with Andy Peterson about, the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State. Basketball is planning to start on time. November 18th and 19th are the opening dates for MIAA basketball. So that means Northwest Missouri State will be on the road taking on Northeastern State in a men's and women's doubleheader on November 19th. Then November 21st will be at Rogers State. So it looks like basketball, as of now, and I say this with so many things that could possibly change, we're a full go into the winter sports season with the potential of seeing some football a little bit later this fall as well. So what's been kind of a dreary summer and not a great fall to this point because we haven't had Northwest Missouri State sports, that could all change in a hurry with football coming up. And it will change with practice officially beginning for basketball on October 15th and then the first game coming up on the 19th. So very exciting stuff. We get into this and much, much more with Andy Peterson here on today's Bearcat Rewind. It is brought to you by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And also Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty with a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. We spoke today with Andy Peterson about the upcoming basketball season that will start on time and some of these NCAA guidelines that have now changed as we get a little bit closer to this basketball season starting up in November. Let's dive into our interview here on Bearcat Rewind. Andy Peterson, after a bit of a turbulent spring and summer and not sure when sports were actually going to be able to return to campus, it's some big news coming down from the MIAA today, finding out that basketball season will start on time. Can you talk about what this process has been like to get to October 1st and see that, you know, there's some light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, I'll say firstly, continue to, you know, we're going to start on as scheduled for now. I think that's the biggest part, is that everything's still fluid. We're going to continue to adjust and make decisions as we can. But the good news is, to your question, the good news is at this point we feel like we can go forward with basketball. So we're going to try to do that. The NCAA has passed down some more guidance for us in terms of testing, antigen testing, and some different things than what was required initially for fall sports. And so that's a little bit of some levity there. But just honestly getting to a point now where we feel like we can, we're getting closer. I hate to say there's light at the end of the tunnel, but we're getting closer to where, you know, we've got that going forward. So for men's and women's programs that start official practice on October 15th, this is good news for now.
What does it look like right now for indoor track and field? Will that be able to start generally the same time, a little bit of a delay? What are we looking at?
Yeah, I talked with Coach Masters actually just about an hour ago about just that. You know, we've kind of been slow playing that, just not knowing, you know, kids on campus, kids not on campus, After, you know, typically we host at Mel Church McClassic the first week in December, and we could do that again, but just depending upon, you know, what other schools want to do. It's not going to do us any good to host a track meet if nobody's going to be able to come. So, you know, and there's a lot of work to do with track meets in general, getting prepared for those. But that's one of those. The CEOs left it up to each institution to make their own decisions on track and field. Track and field is considered a low-risk sport, low-contact sport, so not near the regulations needed for that sport, for those to happen. So much more feasible there. You know, the kicker is, though, instead of just being a two-hour competition, it's a two-day competition, so you've got some other things to think about. But right now, I think we're still investigating what to do. Do we have a track meet first week in December, or to wait until after the Christmas break to fire that up? So, and that's one of those that we've got a little bit more time to determine. Coach Masters and Nick Gibson, Coach Gibson, will work through, you know, who wants to travel, who doesn't want to travel, where other meets at, and what that looks like. So we'll continue to investigate that.
You mentioned the NCAA having some different protocols, some different things they've sent down for some guidelines. Do you have any idea why the change of heart? Is it watching some other football programs play and coming around, or do they have more information now?
Yeah, all of the above. I think it's partly the different change in testing. You know, the antigen tests were pretty susceptible or suspicious, I'll say, I guess, early on. They have such a quicker turnaround. You know, once you conduct that test, you should have results in 5 to 10 to 15 minutes. You don't have to send it into a lab or anything to get that result back. So, you know, there was a lot of, you know, issue or, you know, considerations going into if that's the right thing to do or not. But with that turnaround time, you know, they're asking that we test athletes more frequently. But it's also not a diagnostic test. We're not trying to diagnose anybody with COVID. It's just hey, do you have the virus in your system or not? And so it's a little less sensitive, but it's sensitive enough that you can catch people before they are contagious, which is the main point. So, you know, testing's changed. I think every day that goes by, the CDC, state, you know, national health organizations, they've got better information on what's going on. You know, I think it's just as things change, they're making different considerations and decisions based on that. And so then it's up to us and our conference and our region and our campus community to make decisions to do it as safely as we can for our students and coaches and staff.
There was some talk for student athletes to be tested 72 hours before competition. So with some of the turnaround time on this, I mean, could we see a men's and women's basketball team tested on a Thursday and that would cover them for a Saturday as well? Or is that tweaked a little bit too?
So that's the part that's been tweaked with the NCAA, their recommendation is that men's and women's basketball get tested three times a week with the antigen tests. So it's not so much I don't necessarily know that, you know, it's just a recommendation. I don't know that that's going to be the status quo or the what we're going to do. The NCAA will get together and talk about that. But, you know, with the antigen tests, you get the results so much quicker. The 72-hour thing kind of goes away with those, especially if you're testing three times a week. So that's one of the big things that's changed. You know, the difficult part for basketball is going to be getting our hands on those antigen tests. There's only a certain number available right now in the nation. And, you know, I think there's some government contracts that are out there that are kind of gobbling up the first, I don't know how many million. But the NCAA is working hard to try to come up with a program where they can get their hands on a million or million and a half or so to distribute to conferences and to institutions that are playing basketball, so we can get access to them through the NCAA. But to be determined, that's where there's still a lot of work to do and that sort of thing. But, you know, the other part is there are different areas around the country where, you know, COVID cases are surging again. Knock on wood here, you know, our campus community is in pretty good shape, but we have seen a little bit of an uptick in the county. County at large here in the last few days. So we've got to do our due diligence with our students who obviously live in the county, live in the city. They don't all live on campus. So we've got to do our due diligence to stay safe and keep things kind of quiet in the COVID world so that we can continue to practice and compete and prepare for games here in about 2 months.
Well, Coach Meyer and Coach McCollum probably smiling ear to ear at this point. So good news coming out of the MIAA today. And Andy, we really appreciate your time.
You bet. Thanks, Matt.
Northwest Missouri State Athletic Director Andy Peterson joining us here on Bearcat Rewind. Big news coming out of the MIAA that looks like basketball starting on time. A little bit of a delay probably coming up here for indoor track and field, but that should be starting up as well. So that's good news that we're starting to see things roll in that direction for sports here in Northwest Missouri State and throughout the MIAA. Thank you for tuning in for today's podcast, this brief one, but some important information there coming from Northwest AD Andy Peterson. If this is your first time checking out the podcast, we've got quite a few others stored away here, including Imani Donabell from earlier this week, a Northwest wide receiver, Deputy Athletic Director Lori Hopkins last week, and many more, so check those out. Please subscribe, rate, review, and tell your friends about the podcast. I'm Matt Tritton. We will talk to you again next time.